You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hello, greetings and salutations, friends and loved ones. Oh. Welcome to our home. Our humble abode, our palatial estate.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome, one and all.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Jody, hello.
Hello.
So good to see you.
Good to see
Looking
you.
Looking ravishing as usual.
Yes.
Oh, what I wouldn't do to look as beautiful as you do every day without even trying.
Yeah.
You're such a queen.
Queen.
Yes.
You have a glow about yourself today.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, the day we're recording this is my birthday.
It is.
Not the day that it plays, but the day that it records is my birthday.
I thought this morning I've been with you 27 birthdays.
Whoa.
I know.
And I was thinking I had been with you 27 birthdays.
No, I've been with you 27 birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eek. We old as hell.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are sponsored on the TJ and Jody's house by Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis went over there yesterday. Evidently, y'all had lunch together.
And we did.
She was running a little bit early or something, and she went to look at Josh's market.
Yeah. Yep.
And she said, it has like steak and chicken and stuff. It has way more stuff than I thought a farmer's market would have.
Yeah, they have everything.
She loved it.
I know, who doesn't love it?
But this Saturday coming up is the big, big one. We're going to be there for that because it's like the kickoff of fall or something.
Yes, because I guess the first day of fall is sometime next week. But this event is going to be the, can I say the date?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The 25th, September 25th.
Yeah, we're not trying to hide it from them. We're trying to get them to go.
I never know what I'm supposed to say and not say. Sorry.
Okay, so really there is a lot of stuff going on.
Oh my gosh.
That's why Jody's got her computer out here.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to put on my big glasses because I can't see.
Oh, you got yours?
Yeah. Too.
That's how you know you're an old couple when you can share reading glasses. I was about to go, here, use mine.
You don't wear these, though. These are too big.
Sugar britches, use mine.
Okay, so they're going to have... hang on a second.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was up here.
Mr. Todd, did I tell her like five times, be ready with this?
Todd!
I'm staying out of it.
Thank you. They are going to have the apple cider donuts. They're going to have the lobster truck. They're going to have...
But that's where they had lobster rolls, right?
Yes.
Not just...
Which
you know,
I cannot
they're
wait
not just
to try.
Gonna, like, throw live lobsters at you.
I'm going to get a lobster roll and then have an apple cider donut for dessert.
Okay.
And top it off with some pretty flowers to take home. And then they also have a company out there called Jaeger Snowman and Crafts, which we own two of the signs they make. They make all these wooden signs. And they do them for the holidays. So they're going to have a scarecrow, candy corn, pumpkins to
Will
hang
they
on
do
your
the
front door.
Snowmen's yet, or is that later?
They usually maybe do that. I don't know. They may have them out there.
Because we got a snowman that we have on the door, and it is adorable. Precious.
And we have a heart.
So precious.
Oh, it is adorable. And we have a heart, too, for Valentine's Day.
That's right.
But I
we
do.
Put a heart
I would
on
love a little fall one. So I might do. God, I'm gonna get all kinds of things when we go out there.
Well, I mean, we're not gonna be out there all day, are we?
I might. Oh, you might better take another car.
And so, Mrs. Todd, I'm sorry, Mr. Todd from JT Media.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because his,
I know, Mr. Todd from JT Media.
Because his fiance got off. No, she was sitting there when your fiance told us we needed to start saying JT Media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, and one more thing that I know. If you like bluegrass music, they're going to have somebody out there playing from 11 to 2.
Right. So that's all coming up this Saturday.
Wood Family Tradition. Ooh, yes. I mean, we... And then they're going to have a kickoff. I mean, y'all, this just gets better and better. So they're going to have jellies, I bet. They're going to have pumpkins, fall decor, mums.
Oh, the jellies is not stalks, a name of another bluegrass band?
Straw bales. Let me line. Breads. Fall apples. You love a fall. You love a fall apple.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh seafood. I mean, everything. Y'all better come on out.
Todd, next time I say, Jody, why don't you go get your computer so you can read off all the details on that? Remind me, we don't have an endless amount of time.
Josh's
Farmer's Market just got an infomercial.
Sorry. Okay. Right. Well, I'm excited.
So that is, it's all this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And,
so fun.
And yes, we are going to take separate vehicles because I'm not staying out there all day.
Y'all,
I mean,
come
I love it.
Me.
I love Josh's and whatnot, but I just, you know, I got things to do. You know, I'm going to go through. And not
do?
To mention, can you imagine the hysteria when they see me out there? All of those women look up and they're like, oh, and look, he's got a camera crew in tow.
No,
they're
gonna,
yeah, it's going to be like those Southern Charm guys when they go places. So I'm going to have to get security, the whole thing.
Oh.
But this Saturday, Josh's Market in Mooresville, it's with the YMCA. It's on the YMCA grounds out there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Which stands for Young Men's Christian Association.
Oh, look at that.
I think it still stands for that. Doesn't it still stand for that?
Sure.
I mean, it used to. I don't know where the, you know, new
know.
The new world and all that you're allowed to say Christian.
I know.
Christian. Oh.
Christian.
Okay. So I have absolutely zero notes about what to talk about today on TJ and Jody's house. So, I do know one thing that we need to cover.
Okay.
And then it'll be a free-for-all after that.
Oh, okay.
All right. More of TJ and Jody's house coming up, which I think is what this thing is about to say.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ and Jody's house.
So one thing that we have to cover, I think, just go ahead and get it out of the way, is Jody is still getting upset by people who are not happy with listening to the show, and they're a little bit, I don't know, rude about it.
So rude.
A lot of people are really starting to notice that you don't care that much for me.
Okay, that was never said.
It was said.
No, it was not.
What did the guy say?
It might be a girl. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said it was a dude.
I don't know. They said that your show was okay.
Yeah, the Ace and TJ show is okay.
It's okay, but geez, all we are is bickering, and I'm the most disgruntled wife they've ever seen.
Which is what I just said, that you don't care for me. You're disgruntled because you don't care for me.
No.
Or the life I've provided you.
You're not helping.
Yeah.
But
But we don't bicker all the time. We're funny with each other.
I don't feel like we've been bickering on the podcast, have we?
I don't know. I don't ever listen to it. So,
people, Mr. Todd with JT Media.
People love you.
Have
people
we?
Love y'all.
Well, yeah, I know that.
There's always going to be that 1% of, you know.
Well, yeah. I get it, but Jody's not used to people criticizing
her. I'm getting used to it, though.
Yeah, she is not used to criticism.
But I'm getting used to it.
Are you?
Yes, I am getting used to it.
Because you, everywhere you go, people are waiting there to tell you how great they think
you are.
No, they're not. I am not kidding, and it's always been that way.
It's not, that's not true.
Not just since she's been a superstar.
No.
You know, a famous personality.
That's not true.
A reality internet celebrity.
I mean,
there's like, girl, people, strangers, where did you get your little outfit? Who does your hair? Who does this?
Okay. Nobody says that.
Well, today she's upset because Todd and I both said that I told her hair looked fine, and then Todd told her something about the light was okay, and she said we were both lying to her.
And they're both liars.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Shut up.
Your hair looks cute.
I could tell you were curious.
No. I was going to say, but your hair looks cute.
My hair is just a mess right now. Anyway.
Why is it a mess? Oh, that's right. Because our hairdresser had to take some time off.
Yeah.
And so.
I'm just, ugh.
But your appointment wasn't going to be.
I know. I'm a mess anyway.
You're just.
I know.
I was trying to give you an excuse, but.
It's okay. We just saw girls have bad hair days.
Yeah. But I don't think so. I don't think yours is bad.
Thank you.
Now, Todd said he thought it was.
No, he didn't.
He said, what is up with Jody's hair today?
He did not.
He was like, geez.
Todd and I discussed lighting.
He said, I'm gonna try to light around it, but. So, are you disgruntled?
No. I don't think I am.
Is this a good pose?
And whoever
for TV
said
right
that, if they think that, then.
Yeah. They don't know the half of it.
No, they don't.
But we've been getting along really well. Like we always do. It's because, I mean, you know, I don't like arguing and stuff like
Mm-mm.
that. And so we just. It's much better to not talk to each other ever than to argue, which is more what we do.
Yeah.
No, but since the kids have both been in college. We've been enjoying our time together.
Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't, you know, have a, what you would call a formal place of employment, Jody always has been a stay-at-home mom. You stay busier than anybody I know that works around the clock. I mean, I'm sitting in here, yes, because I get off work early. So, you know, I'm in here yesterday. I go work out now right after the show. And so I get home about 11:30 or noon, something like that. And what time did you get home yesterday? 4? Something like that? She goes and works out at 8 and
3.
Then the rest of the day.
3.
I mean, I don't know what she's doing.
Stuff.
And then when I say, oh, hey, where have you been? Mind your business.
Because I really don't want to go through a hole.
Right.
And you don't care. You really don't want to know.
No.
But, I mean,
as long as you haven't been off with some man, I don't care what you're doing.
There's been no men.
But then you can just start saying, sorry, I got my gum twisted up. You can just start saying, I haven't been with a man, if that's what you're asking. And
okay.
I'll be like, all right.
I'll whatever. Start saying that. Because I'm never with a man.
I know.
No.
But I really don't.
I have a lot of things to do.
But, you know, I used to come in, and if you weren't here, I'd start texting you. Where are you?
I know.
Or then if the kids were here, I'd be, hey, where is your mama?
I know. Believe me, I know.
But it's just because I worry about you.
Well, don't worry. I'm good.
Being out there alone in this cruel world.
I'm really okay. I just have a lot of things to do. I mean, with building the house and stuff, and I don't know. It's just, I've had a lot going on.
And we've talked about before, our builder is a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Martha, a.k.a. Martha.
Martha.
And come to find out, Martha says she's nervous about building our house because she's worried that you're going to talk about her publicly or something.
She's not worried about me.
Which is, you know,
she's so not
exactly
worried.
What I'm doing right now is I'm talking about her publicly.
She's not worried about me. Yeah.
But I recognized that yesterday, whenever you say you've got to run out and meet Martha at the new house, that since both of y'all are women, it takes a lot longer because y'all are going to talk a lot more.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. We're going to address this right now.
Don't bicker. People don't like it when we bicker.
I don't care. I told you I'm getting used to people being not nice. So
we're quarreling.
Okay. Well, anyway, we did not talk or discuss anything but house stuff. I don't know how you think this house is going to get built without these questions from her that I have to answer because you don't care. Yeah, you're nitpicking weird things while we're doing that. But there was no talking and visiting on the other than what was going on with the house and these things that had to be taken care of. Am I correct?
That sounded like gossip to me.
No. But you did almost get thrown out the car before we even got there because you were griping. As soon as we turned on the road and there was traffic, you start complaining. And I was like, why did I even ask you to come?
Jody.
Whatty.
We're not going to quarrel.
Yeah, listen.
We're not going to air our dirty laundry.
No, I'm airing it. I'm airing it.
In front of everybody.
I am airing it.
But, you know, maybe the people that think all we do is bicker, maybe they're not watching the video of it on YouTube. Maybe they're just listening to the audio and they can't see you smile when you're saying these things.
Yeah,
because it comes across more as you being just a fun-loving, jovial wife when you smile with your big old teeth as you're saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for the record, I'm enjoying our evenings together, just you and me, because yeah. you're finally home.
Yeah, I am finally home.
And last night, two nights ago, we had, didn't we have leftovers?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, I had leftovers, and then you made yourself some of that turkey sausage that I don't like.
Remember? Wait, no, two nights ago, we had,
We had the turkey sausage that I don't like.
That was Tuesday.
That you and I quarrel over. Remember we had that whole big thing? When I told you that I didn't like that turkey sausage. Uh-huh. And
oh, we had turkey burgers.
I thought that was Monday.
Monday we had turkey burgers. Tuesday the sausage.
And what's today? Thursday.
Oh.
Two nights ago.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
We're recording this on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And then last night we had, each of us had a frozen microwave Weight Watchers dinner.
Yep.
And it was completely fine.
I love it. Because we'll be sitting here.
I know. It's awesome.
And we just say, I'm not that hungry. Yeah, me either. Let's just eat a microwave dinner. Mm-hmm. Fine with me.
Yeah.
No cleanup. No mess up. Eat. Go about our business.
And we've been looking at this show called, what's it called?
Manifest.
And we can get one episode into that before I have to go to bed after dinner.
It's called If you've seen it, you know what I'm doing.
And Jody's like, I'm really not, you know, I'm not liking it so much. You know, that. So then as soon as I turn it on, she's like, looking over the top of her. Is he good now? Is he, you know.
It kind of gets on my nerves a little bit.
The acting's not great in it, but our goal is always to find something we can watch together.
I have a new one I'd rather try.
What?
Clickbait. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah. Y'all so then, what are we gonna do?
Ted Lasso.
We don't have your money, Todd. We don't have that Apple TV subscription.
We don't have JT Media money.
JT Media.
Oh my God.
JT Media.
What is that on?
It's on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Lasso.
It's Ted Lasso. Everybody says it's really, really funny. It's got Jason Sudeikis in it.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have that.
Oh.
And you get Apple TV subscription when you have when you get a new iPhone, which we haven't done since 99.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We can't pay for that subscription just for that one show because I don't think anything else is good on there.
Is there nothing else good on Apple
TV? There's really good stuff.
Hmm. He's talking about that Jennifer Aniston
show.
Yeah, I heard good things about that.
And see.
See what?
See the show See.
SEA or SEE?
SEE. It's the guy, who's the guy that played Mermaid Guy? What's Aquaman. Got to put Aquaman.
Oh, Jason.
Ooh,
Momoa.
Well, might be worth it.
Yeah.
Isn't that his name, Momoa?
Yes.
Momoa.
Like
ooh.
Jason Samoa. Momoa.
He handsome.
Yeah. He is. But anyway, so our nights are that, and then, mm-hmm. you know, Jody sits right there on her end of the couch with her computer in her lap, looking at TV over the top of her glasses.
Yeah.
I sit where Mr. Todd is.
Uh-huh.
And if Jody doesn't have to pause it so much to take phone calls and things, we could get through an episode pretty quickly.
And who's calling me usually?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. It's your business.
Our little children.
I don't try to, you know, I don't try to get into, you know, your private business.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear? I was so mad last night. Did you hear my phone go off at 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah, because you remember I said, is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Lowe's Home Improvement to alert me that my shipment had gone out.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but I'll show you. 1:30 in the morning.
I believe you.
It wasn't a man.
Because I heard it.
It wasn't a man.
Mm-hmm.
But I, and then I think, oh yeah, now I remember, because I said, I have it on Do Not Disturb, and it, because the only Do Not Disturb I should get my favorites, which are the kids. I have it on Do Not Disturb, and this stupid thing's not working. Well, I woke up this morning
it
and
was.
I didn't have it on Do Not Disturb.
Because I was going to ask
that
you, why is Lowe's in your favorites?
It's not. Well, it might be these days. But 1:30, they just send me that to say that, because it's a light I order. But, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Totally messed up my whole night.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't hear me asking if everything was okay through
now
my
I do.
CPAP.
I remember okay.
My CPAP mask.
Everything okay. I was like, ugh. So mad.
And you know what? I commend you for being able to come to bed every night or get awakened in the middle of the night the way you do and look at me in that CPAP mask and not just be all over me. Just, I mean.
It's hard.
It's really a lot of willpower on your part, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember? Sometimes I look over there, and it reminds me of, was he on Sesame Street? Snuffleupagus?
Snuffleupagus, yeah.
And I always think, this guy looks like Snuffleupagus.
Oh, my God.
Because it goes,
yeah. Well, I'm thinking about getting that thing that they implant in your throat that has a...
Ugh.
Or they implant it in your throat, and then it attaches. It's an electrode thing that attaches to the nerves to make it where you won't snore.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, because I really can't take a chance with anything maybe messing up my golden voice.
No, no. I just don't think that sounds good. Is that approved?
Well, my doctor is the one that told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
My regular doctor, the one that we like.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Sup, Dr. Bundy?
No, just keep the Snuffleupagus thing going.
Yeah, but it's uncomfortable too.
Oh, it doesn't look like it. It's like
Hose's
mask.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you are sleeping better with that. I know you don't think so, but you are.
Yeah, and I
you used to be fighting the sheets and tearing them up. They're not. It's not like that anymore. I know you don't think that you're sleeping, but I really do think you are.
Uh-huh.
I do.
And I'm still getting used to having a little extra time to sleep in the mornings
mm-hmm.
because for so many years I had to get up so early because I had about a 45-minute to an hour drive into work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I can sleep a little bit longer, but I still wake up thinking I've overslept.
Yeah.
So I've been waking up at the normal old time.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
It's torturous.
But you're getting some more sleep now.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at yourself?
Because I'm just wondering what that view, that angle of the camera looks like. He changed yours because you requested it.
Oh, my God.
But, and I don't know.
It's not old.
It's straight ahead.
Yeah, it's all right. Wait, go back. Look at that. Damn. Big old ass trap right there. That's my shirt.
I like your birthday blue shirt.
Thanks.
It's cute.
So we have like 27 birthdays that I've celebrated with you.
Yes.
Not that I'm going to be, you know, celebrating, partying or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not at my age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not a monumental birthday at all. I mean, 71 is no big deal.
Because it would have been 28 birthdays, but right, we met the month after you had had a birthday.
Yeah, we met at Halloween time.
Yep.
And you were wearing a costume.
Yeah. I was.
And because when we met was when I just showed up at random from answering that ad for the dominatrix. Yeah. I was like, wow, she's pretty young, younger than the rest of them that I've been to.
Yeah.
And then we hit it off.
We did. Yep.
So good.
Yep.
So good.
I was making a lot of money doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You may have to go back to it.
I'm fine with that. Whatever I gotta do.
You just won't be able to hit people as hard.
I
now
know.
That you, now that you're old.
I know.
Take that, I need, you dirty pig. Take
or
that.
I'll need my glasses to see where I'm aiming.
Yeah, we may end up having to be one of those couples that does crazy stuff, you know, when we retire.
What do you mean? Such as?
You know, like visit nude beaches and, you know, fly to faraway lands and, you know, do what they do in their culture.
We don't even like looking at ourselves on these little cameras. Can you imagine if we...
But I'm going to tell you this. No nudist people are ever attractive.
Right.
So if we went to a nudist place today... I think I would be, you know, the eye candy for the ladies. Oh. Even in the shape I'm in today. Because I always think that that's why they want to be naked is because nobody requests to ever see them naked. So they have to just go
push it on to people.
Yeah. Like, well, oh, you're going to look at me naked.
But they have to have some sort of confidence to do that.
Yeah.
Which I say good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
But I mean, they're out there mowing the yard naked and stuff like that.
Whatever you got to do.
Can you imagine?
No.
You know, getting into a bed of ants or something?
A bed of ants. I can't even imagine you mowing the yard with clothes on, much less without clothes.
And do they, like, they must never fry anything at those nudist colony places.
Right. Maybe they have a lot of sunscreen.
No, but I mean, even at that, can you imagine frying bacon with no clothes on?
Oh, I thought you meant their bodies.
No.
I didn't mean food. Oh.
Yeah, how are they going to fry anything without oil popping all over them and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe they like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
You have body hairs in your food. And,
yeah.
That's gross.
I don't want to talk about that.
That is gross.
It's nasty.
So we're going out to dinner because it's my birthday. Actually, we go out to dinner every Thursday night, so it's not really because it's my birthday.
We would still go. We always go out to eat for your birthday, no matter what day it lands on.
Yeah.
This is just the first year with no kids.
Oh.
That's so sad. You miss them?
I do. We're going to see that boy one this weekend.
We are. I got to make him some pumpkin bread today.
Let's see.
Take.
What do we got here? Yeah, see, the girl one had texted me a little earlier.
The girl one.
And then, I just got a text from my brother, too.
Oh.
My wish is for you to have a very special happy birthday.
He's such a little Hallmark card, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear from your boy?
Not yet.
Oh.
He's been in class.
Okay, well, he sent me a picture of his bagel.
I know, but I didn't. I got the same picture. But I mean, I'm not trying to embarrass him on here or call him out. Because I mean, he could text me like right after we turn the mics off, and then if he listens back to it, he'll go, "I did text you happy birthday. Why are you trying to make me look bad?"
No, he will.
Mm.
He's too busy.
Yeah. I know.
He has. What's today? Yeah, he has a lot of classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the opposite of you today because you have no class.
Zero.
None.
Zilch.
None.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a break, so let's take a break.
All right.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right. So today, what I'm about to do when we wrap it up here is that I'm going to spend my birthday in the damn kitchen, as my mama would say. Oh, I just need to get out of this damn kitchen for a minute. Because we're going to visit Boy at college. It's family weekend at his college, and his favorite meal is jambalaya. If you are a person who has heard of that dish, then maybe you refer to it as jambalaya. It's technically, in Louisiana pronounced jambalaya. Like jumbo, jambalaya, jambalaya. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's going to take me a while, and it will be delicious. There's no doubt about that. It will be knee-weakening delicious.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
It really will. Let's talk about how I told you that I had to make pumpkin bread, and could I be in the kitchen doing my pumpkin bread at the same time you're doing that?
Jody, let's not quarrel.
And he goes, I said, all right. And I said, but you don't need an oven. And I'll just stay on my side over there.
Yeah. I mean, the kitchen in our temporary house here is not that big. And I do a lot of moving, and I'm here and there, and
I'll just stay over there on my corner by the oven. Mm. I have to make that though.
Yeah, I know. It'll be fine. But you were supposed to do it yesterday when you were running the roads, beating the streets all day, and you were supposed to be doing that so you would be out of my way. Because obviously you recognize that it's not ideal for you to be in the kitchen.
No, I just
baking pumpkin
angry.
Bread while I'm cooking.
You get angry. You get so angry. You get disgruntled.
Because what I'm doing is real stuff.
What?
What I'm doing is real cooking.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm doing real baking.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that in an easy bake oven.
Well, you don't bake well.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Jody, please.
You don't.
I don't bake because I don't like just following the same formula over and over.
Well,
but I can
I love
do
a list.
It. I can do it.
Yeah.
But
he can't do it. But I can't cook like you do. But I admit it.
Do you want to have a bake off?
Yeah, boy, let's do it.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bake off.
And when we get the new house, have we talked about this on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we get the new house, and I got my new stove and stuff. I may start doing some cooking show things on the YouTube.
Which would be fabulous. You're a good cook. But I say you want to have that bake-off, we'll do that too.
Okay.
All right. Ooh.
It's on tape.
Okay. Who's going to be the judge? Mr.
Alexis.
Todd?
Alexis.
Wait, are we going to bake the same thing?
But we can't let her know who did what, because she would pick mine.
Each of us bake something different. Like I pick something.
No, you're going to make the same thing.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
Okay, well, let's do...
Well, then.
Okay, we'll do something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll let Alexis be the judge.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jody.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
Woody.
is that you hang on to this whole thing about you being a better baker than I am and all that. And then when I win, you're going to be distraught.
No.
And you'll be like, well, oh, I see. No. I was mistaken all these years. I guess I'll just never bake again.
No, because I'll just say, who cares? You can do it all now. I hate cooking.
See what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
I do hate it. I don't mind baking, but I hate
it. It will crush your spirit, and I'm not a spirit crusher.
I really think I'll be all right.
I'm not a spirit crusher the way you are.
I'll be okay.
All right. Well, we got to go.
Okay.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options.
Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.